Hi, I'm Nicole Satimi, a manual osteopath and massage therapist here on the One Body Wellness podcast, where I throw condensed doses of health info at you. As well, I share the mic with humans experiencing their own health concerns and trauma and the impact it has on the human spirit to show us just how resilient we truly are, reminding you to inhale, exhale, and find peace in your one body wherever you are. Hi, I'm Nicole Satimi, and thank you for tuning in to the third episode of the One Body Wellness podcast. Today, I'm doing a quick dose episode on CBD and pain. As a healthcare provider, from our perspective, chronic pain is very complex and difficult to treat. One treatment can make someone feel like they are floating on cloud nine for days, and that same treatment, 1 week later, can have them in bed aching for hours. So finding non-addictive pain relief can be a challenge. We have seen the opioid crisis unfold in front of us and continue to get worse, especially during this COVID-19 pandemic. Opioid use is at an all-time high, and the rate of overdose is very tragic. Right now, 12% of people in Canada are on prescription opioids. So that is a huge amount of people. 12% of our population is being prescribed opioids for pain. Let that sink in. That is a huge number. So from someone who has benefited from the short-term effects of an opioid and felt the long-term negative impacts, I was determined to find an alternative to managing the chronic pain that I feel daily in my leg and ankle from a traumatic event that happened in 2017. So I just want to make a disclaimer that I'm not authorized to give specific advice related to the consumption of CBD or THC, and I talk in this episode from my own personal experience and based on my own research. So let's start off with what is CBD. CBD oil or cannabis oil comes from the cannabis plant, and it is non-psychoactive. It does not get you high when used solely in its pure form as CBD. Sometimes blends are used to create a specific content blend with THC, meaning that if you did take a specific blend with THC, you might feel psychoactive effects, but I'm going to be talking mainly about CBD in this episode. It has been around to treat pain since 2900 BC, and it comes in different forms and purities. You can get in oil form, gummy form, food form. CBD is definitely considered to be something that we need to continue to do more research on. The system in our body called the endocannabinoid system is relatively new in the research realm for medical research. So there is constantly research being done on the endocannabinoid system. And this system itself has neurotransmitters that are in receptors all over our body. So the endocannabinoid system is used to regulate different systems in our body, including sleep, appetite, pain, and our immune response. It is very, very complex. This molecular system is how CBD can actually communicate with our nervous system, because there are cannabinoid receptors in our nerves and spinal cord and brain. This means that if we take CBD properly and consistently, it could have an impact on our mood, our sleep patterns, our digestion, and our pain response and perception. There has even been a link between our endocannabinoid system and fertility, because CB1 receptors are actually found in our reproductive system. I do not have a lot of research or information on that, especially when it comes to women's reproductive system, but I am determined to find out more. So the COVID-19 pandemic is definitely having a massive impact on opioid use and overdoses. Close to 4,000 people in Canada died from an opioid overdose last year. Fentanyl, which is 100 times stronger than morphine, 100 times stronger than morphine, was found in almost 90% of those overdose cases. This is astonishing. Fentanyl is used in a hospital setting to help with pain management, but when it hits the streets and it gets into the hands of people who don't necessarily know the doses that they are taking, there is a very fine line between being high and being close to death. So I think the government of Canada recently put out something that said that opioid use rose 120% last year, so in 2020. And of course, we know that Western Canada is mostly impacted by this, but Ontario is seeing high rates of overdose from opioid use as well. Males predominantly make up 77% of these deaths, and most of these overdoses are accidental, which is heartbreaking. The reason that fentanyl is so fatal is because basically it arrests your breathing. When your body is unable to respond to low levels of oxygen, it normally we would take a big deep breath, right? We'd inhale oxygen, we'd exhale CO2. But there is fentanyl actually inhibits this response in the body. So the body doesn't inhale. And so slowly you just start to lose breath. And because it's so strong, that's why they say that the dose that gets you high is the dose that could also make you die. We need to be aware of this. If you know a drug user, prepare them with a naloxone kit. If you do see someone struggling on the street, don't hesitate to call a task force. If that is the police or 911 in your area, they need an ambulance right away. Something that, you know, this is quite a critical state that we're in right now in our healthcare system. And as a healthcare provider, I have made it one of my duties to find ways to help alleviate or treat pain, chronic pain, without these detrimental effects of an opioid or a strong painkiller. They're not sustainable for the body, and they cause damage to our systems long-term. Short-term use and very monitored and mitigated can be a very useful tool, but right now we're seeing crisis in our communities. So recently I uncovered and read this study, a university study, that had fascinating results regarding CBD and our perception of pain. A group of scientists administered CBD and a placebo to people. Some people were told that they got the placebo, but they actually were given CBD, and vice versa. They applied a controlled heat to spark pain in the body and measured the subject's responses. And this is what they concluded. So picture yourself tuning into a radio that comes in clear with no static. The volume of your radio stays the same, so the pain is still there. But when you use CBD, the static becomes less stimulating and less of a difficult experience. So the volume of your pain is there, it remains, but the static and the noise and the ability to manage that pain, it becomes easier to manage the pain. So that is sort of a picture to paint of how CBD affects pain. And obviously there's, like I said, continued research on this subject, but we know from personal experiences and learning more about the endocannabinoid system that CBD actually does impact our bodies in positive ways. With legalization in Canada, using CBD and THC for pain relief for different ailments you might be struggling with, it might not be a bad idea. Obviously, I cannot give you personal advice when it comes to how much to take or what to take, or even telling you that CBD is good to take. I think you need to talk to your medical doctor about that and get some medical advice so that you can find a way to easily access it in Canada, and talking to an expert is always the best option, especially if you have specific concerns about your own health. And you know, the frequency and the dose and the content is really important to get right, because it is a very expensive process to continue on if you're not hitting the proper doses. So take some time, find a strain that that's ideal for you and what you're dealing with, and give time so that the endocannabinoid system can react to your CBD schedule, and try not to give up too early. That would be my own personal advice, because it does take time for the body to react to anything, really. So if you have questions or thoughts or information that you think I might find interesting on CBD and pain, I know this was a really quick dose. There's no way to possibly talk about CBD and chronic pain in less than 11 minutes, but I did it. I hope that you have a little bit of a clearer vision of CBD in our opioid crisis. And if you have questions, please message me. My Instagram is at onebody.wellness, and you can email me at nicole@onebodywellness.ca. And I hope that you are finding peace in your body wherever you are. Thank you for tuning in to the One Body Wellness podcast. If you have a specific health concern you'd like me to address, or you want to be a guest on my show, email me at nicole@onebodywellness.ca. Once again, I'm reminding you to inhale, exhale, and find peace in your one body wherever you are.